You pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
We're just kind of basking in the glory of it this morning, folks. Really, that's kind of what we're doing. Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, I'm whipped. And Victor's on a plane right now, so I can jab him with this. Those of you who know Victor, Victor's got whatever your ailment is, he's got something for it. Never seen a guy like it. What a servant's heart he has. Whatever he can do, he'll do. Whatever he has to sacrifice, he'll sacrifice. He went into a place yesterday in Chappaqua, and the guy admired his watch, and Vic gave it to him. What are you doing that for, Vic? He said, oh, Coach, it's just a watch. But I was ready to knock his teeth out when we left yesterday. We were all tired, and we had an eight-hour drive home, and Victor had been bragging on me all weekend about this Russian app he had on his cell phone. Russian app, Coach. It's just the best, Coach. It's never, ever let me down. Like Google Maps. It's a Russian maps. I said, it's kind of fitting. We're in Chappaqua and we're using Russian maps, but whatever. So we get through it at the parade yesterday and we're heading home and we're all tired and Vic's driving and it's all's well. All's well. And he's doing his app and yeah, no Vic. Yeah, just got no Vic. He's doing his app and driving and doing it. And after a while, I kind of looked out the window and I said, hey, Vic, where the hell are we? Oh, Coach. Long story short, we're almost in Albany, New York. We drove 2 hours the wrong direction on his Russian app. So our eight-hour trip, can you do math? Our eight-hour trip became a 12-hour trip. But we love Vic. Thank God he came all the way from El Paso to be part of it. And if that's the worst thing that happened to us, then we don't have any complaints. I got a lot of things I really want to share with you today. And I know there's some guys in the queue here probably want to talk a little bit about what their experiences were. And replaying the highlights of a football game that some of you didn't get a chance to attend. But OJ was just sitting here. He went back upstairs. God bless OJ Eastwood and John Brockhoff was with us. I hope the FBI knows that John Brockhoff was with us. And, I could run down the list. John from London, Ohio, who came with us. He'll never be the same. He'll never be the same. And I guess if I have a message today, I'm going to show you some videos. Yes, we saw Hillary yesterday, but I'll talk about that here in a second. I guess if I had anything to say, as I was thinking about coming back home and all the things that I've done in my life and who all I made mad yesterday, and know this, I made some folks mad yesterday. Hillary knows my name today. I'm convinced she knows my name today. But we have to make a decision. Really, what's our life about? And, I learned, as I said last week, when I had my heart issue there, whatever it was, if you think you can control the days of your life, baby, you're crazy. If you think your life's not in the Lord's hands, and I'm finding this out, that the Lord will use ordinary people to do extraordinary things if you permit him to. But most of us don't do it because of one thing, and you guys know what that is. It's fear. It's fear. And I'm not here to smack anybody or spank anybody or make anybody feel bad. I'm just going to tell you this. Dude, you better get over your fear. Because the Bible tells us that there are things coming upon the earth that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear. And I think about the 50-some people that showed up and the 30-some cars or what. I never really got a good count on it. I don't really know what it was. And I know every one of them are pounding on their chest this morning because they know they conquered a fear. You know what's amazing? I can list about six, maybe seven. You listening to me? Six or seven single women who came. Single women. Jumped in their car. One drove from Connecticut. One. I'm not going to give out names. I just don't like to do that. Two ladies came from, I think, I don't know whether it was Connecticut. They came to Hillary's house. They went to these are two different days. They went to the parade. They came with their signs. And the amazing thing to me, and I think maybe we'll get some others in here that you'll hear about it. The most amazing thing of all to me was how many closet conservatives there are in Chappaqua. You know, we went to the parade yesterday. And I wish Mike Blake could get in here. He could tell the story. We went to the parade yesterday, folks. This is like, I can't explain this to you. It was like walking in an audience where everybody watched MSNBC. It is like one system of thought in the town of Chappaqua. And people were taking pictures of us because I don't think they'd ever seen a conservative before. I'm not making that up. And so I got a real great vision of what's going on. See, the people who live up in there in that valley, whatever that valley is called, the Hudson Valley, I think it is, Chappaqua, Elmsford, New York, all those enclaves up there, they're nothing more. Those are the same people who run the media in New York City. They're the exact same people. And I'm going to tell you this. They've never heard the gospel. I can promise you that. They ain't never heard the gospel. But they ain't never heard anything right of center. They never heard it. And so one of the problems we ran into is when we tried to tell people why Hillary should be indicted, they had never heard of it. What? She had what in her house? She had a what? A server in her house? What? That's not true. She didn't have that in her house. Yeah, she bleach bit him. She wiped him clean. No, she didn't. She didn't do that. I'm not making it up. I'm not making it up. My eyes were really, really opened to the fact that there's great, great deception in the world, and that we do groupthink. We had one businessman who, after we were done on Saturday, folks, I'm telling you, they could not believe that we were there. The conservatives hidden, the Christians who were hidden in those hills, could not believe we were there. When we set up a Walmart and they came by and they were honking horns again, they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that anybody was out in the streets opposing anything on the left, let alone the indictment of Hillary Clinton. I got some great videos to say. I'll jump into them here in a moment. I have to mention this real quickly. Occupy 2019 is just around the corner. It's like two weekends away. And I really haven't done Thanks, Jared. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. It's 2 weeks away. And, you know, I ran into, wouldn't you know it, old Judd and Bob and his wife, they drove all the way from Ohio to be out in the event out there in Chappaqua, and they're going to come to all hands on deck. And folks, I don't know how to say it. These are life-changing experiences. Life-changing experiences. You know, John and Vic, who I rode back yesterday, Victor said to me, maybe I can get somebody to pipe in, somebody was there, that this event was, they would have paid $1,000 for the hands-on training of being out in the street. They just so much they learned and so much they observed and so much they had taken in consideration. And even more than that, the camaraderie. The friendships that were made, I could go on and on. Somebody want to jump in? Anybody that was there want to come in and say, anybody that wasn't there, I want to open it up. I'm going to show you. Let me back up a minute. We went to the parade yesterday. I'm going to show you some video of the parade. And boys and girls, we were lined. For those of you who tell you that Christians should not be out in the streets, shame on you. We caused no small stir in Chappaqua, New York. I can't even tell you, folks. And when we, And that when the parade began, we started out there, it was about 30 of us probably, a lot of us in red signs and Indict Hillary and Justice for All. That was our theme. It was a remarkable theme, Justice for All. And we lined up one side of the street, and then finally I think it was Mark Trump or somebody said, Coach, is it okay if I go on the other side of the street? Well, said, sure, you can go on the other side of the street. So imagine the street now, when you turn the corner to come down the street, on both sides of the street, there we are holding signs, both sides of the street. And we stood there and we exhorted them and we did some street preaching and we tried to explain to them that we should all be for equal justice of the law. I said, if Donald Trump's guilty, lock him up. If Hillary Clinton's guilty, lock her up. We can't have two systems of government, two systems of justice. And they sat there and they listened. And I'm telling you, some of those people heard and some of those people understood. Some of them did. But they're not going to watch our radio programs. They're not going to watch our TV shows. They're not going to go to our churches. We have to take it to them. So there we were. And, you know, we had gone to Chappaqua. We'd gone to Hillary's house, 15 Old House Lane, the day before. I got some video of that. And I told you that we went right there and preached. You'll see my buddy Coach Norm preaching. Man, was his booming voice. And we didn't know whether the Clintons were home or not. We didn't really know. And found out Sunday. What day was it? Monday. Found out Monday as we're standing there in the midst of the parade and around the corner turns and there is Hillary. Hillary, Billary, and Mayor Cuomo surrounded by a bevy of security. And Hillary turned, you know how they did? They're waving like that. And Hillary's coming around the corner and she turns the corner. And as she turns the corner, she's waving and she looks at me. Not that she knew me. I don't mean that. She looked at me. She looked at our signs, and she immediately turned to wave to the other side. And there were guys there with signs. They had to walk through a gauntlet, indict her. Hillary's a criminal. Oh, what a precious, precious moment it was. Now, let me back up. Because when we went to Hillary's house the night before, and Coach Norm was, I got him on film. He was unbelievable. He kept yelling out, Woods, Stevens, the people that were killed at Benghazi. He was chanting. It was so loud. And we're thinking, man, boy, if Hillary's home, she has to hear that one. She has to hear that. We didn't think they were home, and they were. Now, Jared, I think I just sent you a second email. I want to play this for you. This is for those. It says report, Jared. This is for those of you who don't think it matters. See, I'm convinced that Hillary moved to Chappaqua because it is her safe place. There is that the people in that town worship her politics. There is not an alternative voice in all the city of Chappaqua. So Hillary can come home and be queen in Chappaqua. Well, I got this email, text message yesterday. Just so you know this, and I don't know if Hillary's watching this morning or one of her people are watching it, but here's the text message I got today. I won't tell you who it's from, but it's someone who would know. Coach, FYI. Slide back down a little bit, Jared. Just spoke to someone in D.C. who is inconvenienced at a cookout. LLL, like I care. So in other words, this person talked to somebody. He bothered him in the cookout. He says, anyway, this person has a position that overlaps with security details. You can fill in the rest. The word is this. HRC was thrown off balance yesterday. This was when we went to her house, but became downright pissed off at her security details today, asking, how could we rain on her parade? Seriously, this person says, I'll get more later. Also gets better. Whoever allowed the prayer at the gate. Remember we talked yesterday about how Randy went up and put his hands on the gate and put his feet under the gate because Randy's been studying thresholds and how the demonic realm works through thresholds and openings. And Randy went there and prayed on that and opened that threshold. It also gets better. Whoever allowed Randy to go put his hands on the gate and pray appears to be about to be reassigned. Hey, Randy, that one said, sure, go ahead and do it. About to be reassigned. The phrase used to me was, Hillary's on a tear. Last one. Apparently, there was a disagreement between the feds and the locals. The feds wanted to block the entire street. The local police were the ones who permitted us to get closer. Something there, huh? Something
well, Dave, the reason that is because, see, the feds don't have any jurisdiction except on federal property.
Amen. So, Chad, that's one of the things that I, folks, listen, this is so critical for you to understand, for us to understand. Hillary Clinton committed a felony in Chappaqua, New York. She didn't commit it in Washington, D.C. If you commit a felon, let's say I live here in Hebron, Ohio, and I create a felony here in Hebron, Ohio, they don't need the FBI to arrest me. The local Hebron police arrest me. And so one of the things we exhorted the police at yesterday is we know James Comey told us exactly what had happened at 15 Old House Lane, that she had used a private server, felony number one, that she had bleach bit it, destroyed evidence, felony number two, that she had erased 30,000 emails, felony number three, and there's one other felony. I can't remember exactly. All done right there. I said, this is the crime scene. I said to the local police, you don't need the FBI to arrest her. You have the ability to arrest her. You guys are the ones who stand between us and her. We're counting on you guys to do your job. You guys are letting us down. I exhorted the police. Do you understand she could just be arrested? Chad, isn't that true? Couldn't the local police go up and arrest her for a felony? Just as a federal offense? Chad, how does that work? If they find out down in Texas that somebody's violated a federal law, does the FBI come in, or do they call you guys and have you guys go do it?
Well, usually what happens is if it's a federal thing, usually the FBI will contact the local office, and they'll have, go out there with the local officer who knows the area and that kind of stuff. And then if the warrant service needs to be conducted, it would be at that time.
But Chad, is it true that most felonies in the state of Texas, they're not arrested by the FBI. The people are arrested by the local police. Is that true or not?
Yes, that's correct.
That's right. So the police chief in Chappaqua, he could arrest Hillary. I would think so. So see, these are all the things that we were trying to point out to the people. I can't tell you that. I'm not bragging about it, but this is the truth. I can't believe tell you the number of policemen. We shook our hands and said, man, you guys did great, and you were peaceful and you were respectful. And folks, you can go to the streets and you can lift up the name of the Lord, and you can do it in a way that honors the Lord. And you know who criticizes us? Those who don't go. Those who hide inside their churches. Those who hide behind organizations and big labels. And there was not one time in the 2 days that we were there that we were not a Dale. We were creating the agenda. It wasn't the police. It wasn't the city of Chappaqua. We were creating the agenda, and we were in control of the agenda. It was a fabulous, fabulous thing to see. Somebody come on in. Maybe Matt, somebody's got something to say. Come on in here real quick. Then I got some videos to show.
Hey, Coach, it's Matt. My voice still isn't doing too well.
Matt did a great job. I can't tap my hat enough to Matt Siskevich. I got it. and the Herculean effort he did. He'd never done anything like this. He was scared like everybody else. He put it all together and organized it all, and it came off wonderfully, Matt. I want to salute you. Come on in, bud.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that, Coach. Yeah, the whole thing from the beginning to the end, it went absolutely fabulous. As Coach said, the New York State, we engaged every law enforcement agency that there was, from the local police, state police, federal, and they were all courteous to us. It was absolutely incredible. The most starking thing is Hillary says, Coach said, we're on both sides of the road. She had to cross through us, walk through us, to go down in her hive, in her kingdom, because the 6 out of 10 people in that town, they are blinded, and they are Hillary supporters, and they think that's Hillary Clinton makes their town. That's what they believe. And the vile things that the parents, the 6 out of 10, would say in front of their children was absolutely, I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, you really talk that way in front of your children? That's a really good example. But there's 4 out of 10 people, as Coach said, that would come up, and they were approaching all of us individually. Every single one of us had at least 5 to 7 people approach us quietly and say, thank you for coming. I can't believe that you guys are here. Thank you. And they sincere. I had a guy give me a box of granola bars, Coach. Said, you know, and that was in the parking lot when we were leaving after you had left. Guy approached me and he goes, and he talked to Kevin, Alan, and I for probably about 20 minutes. And he's like, hey, I got something for you. Walks off to his car, comes back and goes, here, I want you guys to be safe on the way home. Have something to eat. Take the granola bars. Mm-hmm. You know, so people were very, very, they were awestruck that we were actually there.
But they were waiting.
We gave them hope. Yeah, we gave them hope, Coach.
Yeah, they're waiting for somebody. They were waiting for somebody. And several people say, man, oh, man, you guys, what a breath of fresh air. These people have never heard anything that you guys are saying. They've never heard it. And we're honored. We're honored to have done it. Does Hillary know our name? Probably does. Probably does.
But we're not done yet, Coach.
No,
because we don't have an indictment and we don't have an arrest. This is called the Equal Justice Tour. And we're not gonna be done. All the, you know, we did a good job. It's a good start. We're not done with this project yet. Because we need an indictment and we need an arrest.
This is so easy. I just can't believe we can't get people to join us. This is so easy.
Hey, Coach.
So easy to do. Yes.
I was amazed on
Surge. God bless. Surge came down. Thank you, Surge.
Yeah, I got there a little late. You guys were already in the parking lot. Went to eat lunch, came back, and I was amazed. I only saw 2 people that were really upset about us being there. The mall cop security guy and the bus and a bus driver.
That's right.
Everybody else, we were getting all thumbs up, beeping horns. During the time that we were at the Hillary's home, I really didn't see anybody upset. I mean, we were plugging up the roads. Traffic was stopped for a while, and you didn't have anybody blowing their horns or getting mad at us, nothing. I mean, they were just, like, amazed that we were there doing what we were doing. Mm-hmm. When we left, I had to leave. Couldn't stay for the parade the next day, but I was amazed. Went to get gas, and people – I felt like a rock star. I really did. People were like, oh, I love your car because, you know, our car was –
We painted our cars up. It was great. We painted our cars.
Right. And we still had a sign. And
I don't know if you can find any pictures of those on my – I don't know if they're – I think it was one on my Facebook page. Go ahead, Serge. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And then we went to eat. And when I left the restaurant, the guys were still finishing up eating, and I went outside to use my phone. And I was talking to my wife. Honest to God, there was 8, 10, 12 people walking in, and they all said, I love your car. I love what you're saying on your car.
Amen, folks. Amen, folks. Don't believe the media.
Yeah.
Don't believe the media.
I was amazed.
I was amazed. Folks, listen. We had the absolute and do have the absolute perfect message. And that is equal justice under the law. People understand that. Now, listen, their only defense, the left, does anybody know the left's only defense? Does anybody out there know their answer every time we said something? Does anybody know what it would be? I'll give a dollar. I'll mail somebody a dollar if they can tell me their response. Every time this was their response. Anybody know what it was?
It was priceless. It was priceless, Coach.
Trump. What about Donald Trump?
Yeah, what about Trump?
Trump. That's the only answer they had. That's the only answer they had. And I said, okay, well, I said, let's throw Donald Trump in jail if he did it. But if you're going to throw Donald Trump in jail, then let's throw Hillary in jail. I said this. How about this? I said, you people here in Chappaqua, I'm preaching it, by the way. You people here in Chappaqua, you treat black people different than you do white people? Do you have two systems of justice here in Chappaqua? I don't see many black people around here. Do they get treated differently? Do you think it would be good if they got treated differently? Well, I said, what's wrong with you people? It's okay for Hillary to be treated one way and for the rest of us to be treated another. This is equal justice under the law. I said, we're on your side. We're not your enemies. I said, you're so brainwashed, you think it's Republican Democrat. It's not Republican Democrat. Equal justice under the law. We want women treated equally. We want men treated equally. We want blacks treated equally. We want rich people treated equally. We want poor people. Folks, they can't argue with that message. They cannot argue with that message. It's a knockout punch. There you can see on the screen what we did to the cars. And we drove through some of these small towns and we honked our horn, and there's old Paul Madore. And those people, their necks about broke as we would drive by and they would see what we were doing. There's Paul Madore. God bless Paul. Came all the way from Maine. Actually flew into Ohio and drove up there with us. Folks, we can win. We can win. Grand Dane. They came down from Wisconsin. Folks, listen. We're not going to win if we don't come out of hiding. And you know why we don't come out of hiding? For two reasons. Number one, we're afraid. And number two, we're embarrassed. We're afraid of, there's my best friend anybody ever had, old Norm. I'm going to play a clip of him. He got sued with me by the ACLU back when I was coaching. You got a friend like Norm in your life, brother. You better hold on to that one. Here's our cars. This is what they look like. We drove through town, man. I was worried. I thought, man, people are going to key our cars, but they were respectful to us. They were respectful. And if we don't get beyond this and understand that the battle is being won out in the streets. Hey, folks, listen, I'm sorry. It isn't being won in the prayer closet. Now, the victory is being set up in the prayer closet, but it isn't being won in the prayer closet. It's being won out in the streets. We pray and we go. We pray and we go. If we just pray and we don't go, our prayers are worthless. Randy, come on in here, man. What was your take, buddy? All the way from Oklahoma. Randy flies into LaGuardia, leaves in the middle of the night to go home. Yeah. Unbelievable. Evidently, you made it home okay, Randy.
Yeah, Coach. Everything went great.
Just exhort your brothers, man. Just exhort your brothers, man.
Coach, this is a testimony to everyone that's part of this. Is when it was prophetic, Coach. This was not an organized thing with a bunch of intellectual men and women that love God. This was something that God set up. We heard it, we executed it, and then now he's going to take care of the finish in the business, Coach.
Randy, talk about opening up the threshold. Talk about what you – so much so that Hillary mentioned.
Coach, I just had the word. I had it given to me. I had it in me for a long time. I knew I was going, and then it just came to fruition. But I knew why I went, Coach. I wanted to be part of everything – that everyone did, Matt and Mark, what they had prepared. It was really, really top. They did a great job, Coach. That's everyone great. Did. But I knew what I had to do, and I just knew it. I couldn't go up there and not do my part, and I could not live with myself.
So on Sunday when we got there, Randy, we drove by 15 Old House Lane, and I told this yesterday, and Randy came to me and says, Coach, I got to go back there.
It was just a drive-through, Coach. Remember, you said, let's just drive through, check it out, and let's get a plan, and then we were going to go back to the motel, and that we were filling up with fuel, and it was just eating me up. I said, Coach, I have to go back. I just have to do something. This is what I believe the Lord's put in me, to my heart to do. So I wanted to touch that gate. I wanted to pray over it. Because in the Old Testament, the doorpost and the threshold was very, very important to when God had to move into a realm to do something. And there was a lot of other reasons. But and then the other one was where, you know, you brought this out, that the occult, that the witches of the world, they do these things called threshold blessings. And it's a way for them to be protected, to do evil and to do black magic and to be protected. And whenever something, especially the blood of Christ, the Spirit of God comes and says, I break this and open this portal that you have into this evil realm, I think that was key, Coach, for us to have success and to have all the for God to finish the judgment. He needs to finish the judgment, and that's what our message of justice is. We can't even see justice if God doesn't bring down the hammer and let it happen. I think this
world is part of it. Randy, what you did was so significant that she mentioned it. So she understands something that maybe we don't understand.
And the favor, Coach, we have to, the police, the FBI, whoever they were all there, they let us do this. I mean, they could have really forced us out, but it was the favor. It was the prayers like Kevin and Matt said they prayed for this. And I think that was key because this guy just said to me, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Just be respectful. I said, oh, sure, man. I will. So I went. That's when he could have said, no, you get back in that car and get on out of here, you know. And I don't know what I've done. But it just opened. The door opened, Coach. We went through the door. We put our stake down in the earth on the land. That's key, Coach. On the ground, we put it there. And you can't do this stuff if there's no one with boots on the ground. If no one's there, God cannot. Coach, we're the ones that take the Holy Spirit to the battle.
Amen.
He does the fighting, but we take him there. We deliver the package, Coach. We have to learn to see this picture. We do that, I'm telling you, the Lord can do great things again.
We have to take him to the gates and let him speak. God speaks through people. God speaks.
Hey, Randy. So Kevin pointed something out on the ride home to me. He goes, hey, Matt, you know what? We had people on both sides of the street. Randy broke the threshold over at the house and us being on both sides of the street because we had prayed before. We prayed beforehand. She had to walk through our threshold to go on the parade. And then we followed her all the way down the street.
Yeah, folks, right? that's
significant too.
When the parade ended, we just filed in with our signs. We cleaned up. We walked in the parade, and the stunned look on those people's faces was priceless. I want to tip my hat to. I just noticed Mark Trump. Mark, what a zealot he was. He brought signs, everything. He brought things to paint our cars. Mark just again went above and beyond what was expected of him. He never gripes. He never complains. He never demands his way. And man, what a trooper he is. Mark, what's your reaction from it, bud?
Well, Joseph Allen and I are here. He's going to be heading home this morning, but it was a blessing to spend time with him.
God bless Joseph. That's right.
Yeah. So, really enjoyed the time with everyone. I got to spend time with, Alan Hoyle out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Of course, Mike Heath, he got to come up with us. He donated his car markers. Those were his. So thank you, Mike. They continued their tour on up into New England, Coach. I don't know if that's something we want to be talking about, but
it is. It is. I got a million things to talk about. Yep.
Yeah. So I guess we talked about what was the highlight of the event. And there were so many highlights. I think when we took we were there early at the parade. I'll talk about day two. But we were there early and we took the high ground, so to speak. We was on the best grass in that area of that town.
And at the top of the hill because the march was we were at the top of the hill.
That's right. So everyone who got there around us had to deal with us. All of the Hillary supporters couldn't have that ground. We took that ground on both sides of the street. So Alan Hoyle brought his big, tall Marine flag, you know, his Liberty flag, flagpole, and carried that thing up and down that hill. It's like everyone had to see it and deal with it. And then the second highlight was as we went to and fro these events with these cars, you know, we would slowly drive through the small towns or hamlets. And I think that left a big impact. I think I underestimated the value of this advertising.
Yes.
The drive through the towns, you're interacting with people just stop on the street. They turn around and you got to think about what's going on in their heads. Who are these people? Why are they here? I can't believe they're speaking out against the Clintons. Oh, my goodness. Right.
right?
So the drive through the towns, Coach, I think that was it. But I guess the highlight of the event was Coach Norm.
Oh, I'm going to play that clip here in a minute, man.
Coach Norm was a leader. He showed these people, myself included, on how a man should act.
Amen.
So, but beyond that, just the camaraderie, being around everyone, I think that the whole
us against the world. It was us against the world, wasn't it?
And
it was,
there's no amount of planning we could have done to make it turn out that way. Not one stitch of planning.
You couldn't plan. You could. We had a frame in our head, but folks, there's just too many variables. You can't plan something like
that. And it was amazingly led by the Holy Spirit for this reason alone. It all worked out. It all worked out. And it was amazing. You know, I'm still processing it, honestly.
Yeah, me too. We need more of you next time. We're going to do more of them. We need more of you. Listen, I'm going to show you some vids here real quick. Everybody wants to see the Hillary vid. Jared, get that one ready. This is not much to see, I'll be honest with you. It really isn't much to see. It was a good video, but the guy taking the video is a distance away, and she was upon us so fast, we didn't have any idea. And I also want you to notice her ambulance is right behind her. It trails her the whole time. If it was her, whatever it was, that ambulance is right behind her. So, Jared, play the one that says the Hillary vid. This is only about 2 minutes long. This is the video that we actually caught of Hillary Clinton. And you say, well, Coach, how far were you away? Well, folks, go out to your local street, walk right outside your house, a local street. And you stand on the berm, and then you look at two lanes of highway and somebody walking down the middle line. How close are we? That's how close we were. And she said, I just got so much to show you. She saw the signs. She heard the message, and she said, how could these people have busted through my protective shield here? Well, Randy Lunsford busted through that one. So go ahead and play that real quick for us, Jared. This is, again, Hillary just popped up upon us. We weren't really expecting her, and then all of a sudden, there's Bill. You see Bill with the white hair. You see Hillary in there with a polka dot shirt in the middle of it. Is this just a still picture somebody took, Jared? There you see me over there. My belly looks really fat because I got on tight pants, but I'm standing there holding a sign. That's me. We're all standing along there. That's where Hillary came around the corner. She saw my eyes, and then she looks to the left, and all the other guys are here on our side. Look at the signs. What's the first one say? Justice and equal justice for all. Probe Hillary. Go back. Justice for all. What's that one say? Justice. Next one, Jared. HRC, enemy of the cross. This is powerful. Now, hold it right there. There you see Bill. There you see Mayor Cuomo in the middle. And there you see Hillary wearing her tent. She's walking right there, too. And the rest of them, I don't know who they are, probably just security. So there's a great picture. So that you see the scenario. There I am holding my sign that says, probe Hillary. Man, I don't look like me, but that's me. And then over here on this side are a bunch of other people. Joseph's over here on the corner, and I think Mark's over here on the corner. And they heard. So, Jared, see if you can go ahead and play that. Just play the video of them walking by us. Now, again, this video is on the other side. We're on top of the hill. Just is equal justice. See the sign there. There's Alan Hoyle holding his big sign. So here come all the. I'll be quiet. You can go ahead and play it. But she's honest, and then she's gone. You won't see much of her in this video. The gold white head above everybody there. There's Norm Allen. So she came around the corner and she saw us. There we were. But folks, let me take you back to when we were at Hillary's house the day before. There you see, there we are, a conclave. They got to walk through us. Down through the parade, Jared, go back to where it says Norm at the 5 minute mark. Pull that one up. And I want you to show this. This is, remember, the day before when we're at her home, we don't know if she's home. We don't know if she's home. All right. And we're thinking, she's not hearing this. We don't know. This video was taken by Bobby Lee. God bless Bobby Lee. God bless Bobby Lee. Just this, Jared, I think we can run. Go to about the 2 minute mark, Jared, and just start it. Let it run from there. And then we'll see big old Norm. This is powerful. Okay, go ahead. Just let it roll. This is at Hillary's house the night before. Doug Hagman right there. Tom Dunn. God bless Tom Dunn. God bless everybody. So there, they got us corralled. Hang on, freeze it a second. And old Norm is going to unleash, and he's going to start calling out the names of the guys from Benghazi. I'm going to tell you something. Hillary heard it on Sunday, and she read it on Monday. I know she heard it. Go ahead, Jared.
That's their name, man.
We're going to get going here. The cops just looking at us. FBI's in the background. Secret Service is in the background. Get him, Norm. You move it ahead. There you go. All
right. Right there. Right there. What happened to it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Down in the corner over there. Okay.
What's here? Dead.
You move ahead about 20 seconds, Greg.
Dead.
You're ready. Here he comes. Okay, that's good. Doug Hagman, bro, last week, brother.
Doug Hagman, thanks for number 12, number cases. First of all, Hillary Clinton's speech letter, you need a bomb game, file a game, go back to the
Benghazi! 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 Stephen Smith! Gordon Wood! Benghazi!
Asking for justice and accountability for the U.S.
Benghazi! Does it make any difference? Yes!
There is good crowds. There is good crowds. You've got foul gates going back to
get him, Norm.
You've got various issues as a group.
Let it roll, Jim.
The police have service issue.
You know what? What's good for the goose is not good for the gander here. Right? What's good for the goose is not good for the gander in this place.
Above the law.
Above the law, injustice.
Injustice.
Four families home. Celebrating Memorial Weekend.
Why are we here?
By God, they can. They should. What representative? Wood, Doherty, Smith, and Stevens. We're here for you.
Amen. Amen.
Memorial Day.
We're here for you.
Amen.
We care about you.
Amen.
It matters to us. It matters to us.
Amen.
It matters to us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Woods, Dorothy, Smith, and Stevens.
Yeah.
Woods,
Dorothy,
Smith, Stevens.
Stevens, Smith, Dorothy, and Woods. One, two, three. Stevens, Smith, Dorothy, Woods. Stevens, Smith, Dorothy, and Woods.
Smith, okay.
Dorothy.
You get a feel for it, right? Okay, I get it. Not very Christian. I understand. Not very Christian. No, not very Christian. God bless Pastor Mike Spaulding, who made the trip out there. Hey, he had a lot of stuff to do too. He made it out there. God bless you, Pastor Mike. Somebody else, come on in here. It's open to anybody, not just to those who went. Anybody.
It was powerful, Coach. It was powerful. I swear you could feel the ground tremble. When we started proclaiming Jesus, and Coach Norm brought everyone in into it, and I don't know how many times we said Jesus, but I don't even know how to explain it, but you could feel the ground quake.
We had a powerful prayer, folks. I don't know where you could find it, Jared. Maybe you can bounce around on somebody's Facebook page. A powerful prayer that we prayed outside of Hillary's place. We all dropped to their knees. It was, oh my goodness, what a powerful, powerful moment that was. And brother, we delivered the mail. She heard the
coach.
She read the mail, and she heard the mail. Yes.
Coach, that prayer that we did after Roger had placed his hands on that the night before, I really believe that that actually drove a spike into her heart for Jezebel's spirit. Because we broke, I firmly believe this, with all of my soul and discernment, we broke the Jezebel spirit control that she has been exercising over not only her actions and her activities, but over the people. We broke that, I believe, through that prayer and through our actions by saying, yes, Lord, send me.
Amen, Matt.
I think that prayer opened up a breach.
There it is.
To open everything. And then once that breach was there, it might have been a small breach. But, man, God's people, Coach Norm, Coach Dave, the men and women that were there, we were just wanting justice. Justice in the name of Jesus.
Folks, I can't say enough. Thank you, Craig. I can't say enough about Doug Hagman. I just can't say enough about him.
Hey, Coach.
Hang on a second there. He was there on his knees with his brothers. He had better things. He stuck his neck out when – there he is. He stuck his neck out when nobody would. He put the full force of his operation behind us. And God bless Doug Hagman. That's all I can say. Come on in. Was that Larry?
Yeah, you know, y'all probably already thought of this, but that comes across my mind that the left wins so many of the skirmishes in society today because they never let up. If we can get 6, 10, 12, 15 people from across the country close to the events, every event where Hillary shows up in public from today forward needs to have at least a handful of protesters with the same message, equal justice under the law. It never, never let up.
The message is a winner, Larry. That message is a winner. Now, I'm just for
those Coach, speaking of what Larry had just said about the left never letting up, those people yesterday in that town that didn't want us there, so there was two events, and we are distinguishing between the two. On Sunday, we had all of the worshipers of Hillary out on the street. They were asking us, why are you're in our town? You can't be here. Why are you doing this to us? We don't deserve this. And it's exactly what Larry was just speaking to. Because we never go out.
We never do.
Matt, coach, Matt,
I learned this.
They did deserve it. They did deserve it because they allowed it.
They did deserve it. They're covering for her. Now, listen, folks, I learned this. I saw this plain as can be. Bigot is the new N-word. Bigot. They don't call us N-words. They call us bigots. They had the – can you imagine them saying to black people, you're not welcome here? Isn't that bigotry? Isn't that big? Yeah, we had some guy chanting, go back to Alabama. Go back to Alabama. You tell me that's not bigotry? You tell me that's not racism? But see, they can throw the word bigot out there, and bigot is a socially accepted word. Oh, if they called what? They called homo, homo. Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You yelled, oh, nigger, nigger. Oh, no, no, no. You can't do that. Bigot, Christian, bigot. They can do that. Do it all day, and everybody applauds. Bigot, bigot.
Coach, the origin of the word bigot. The origin, sir, by God. It's an abbreviation for by God.
Is that right?
Something is ordained by God. Therefore, everything that you are confronted with and you say, by God, that is it. By God. That's the law. By God. You're a bigot.
What a mic drop.
Yes, sir. You're a bigot. I'm a bigot. We're
by
all
God, we are.
Bigot.
We are. But don't understand. Remember the power of words. Great, great Lowell, thanks. The power of words, folks. And we kept pointing them out to them. So we have to become smart in winning the secular argument. Why you people do not give unequal justice to black people. Why do you give unequal justice to rich people? Why do rich people have one set of laws and poor people have another set of laws? It rips right to the heart. And the only thing you can say is Trump, Trump, Trump. That's all they can say. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, when I offset people call me a bigot, I tell them you're a bigot to my bigotry, and it shuts them right up.
Well, see, it's the new N-word, and they can get away with it. It's socially accepted. Jared, I got to get this in. Jared, go to Fear Not. Folks, this is what was most on my heart here. As soon as the show's over, I'm just telling the queue. I got to go because I got to get 3 rental cars back. Let me pause right there a second. Whoever came up with the idea to rent cars was genius. That was genius. I'm telling you. And we painted those cars. We cleaned them up. We painted them. We drove down the freeway. People were honking their horns on the freeway. People would pass us and catch up to us and slow down and take pictures of us and thumbs up everywhere that we were going. And we had great camaraderie. We switched cars. We had 16 people and a dog, 15 people and a dog in a car. Unbelievable camaraderie. For $102.50, we rented a car for 4 days. It's amazing. I got to get them back today. That's what I'm saying. John's here and OJ's here, and we're going to take them back. Excuse me. And so if you still want to help us out with the finances of it, I appreciate it. We tried to feed everybody, paid for all the hotels, tried to do all that stuff. You know what was amazing? Right at the end, some guy in Chappaqua, he's out there screaming. He's got earrings on. He's got painted hair. I mean, he just looks like a freak. He's just a stinking freak. And I thought his eyeballs were going to bulge out of his head as he said, "They paid you to be here. They paid you to be here." See, the left knows they paid people to be there. And dang, they get mad when we do the same thing. Although we didn't pay anybody to come. Nobody got paid to come.
Hey, Dave.
Thanks to Ken Hall for coming all the way from Nebraska and giving us the music. I could go on. I'm leaving guys out. Yeah, come on in.
From my observation watching the whole weekend, you threw back at them. What I loved was when you said, "What all the hate you're getting us. You're a hater. Why are you a hater?" You just threw it back in their face.
Yes, sir.
What they would say to us, "You and the issue of being, you know, where's your love for us? Why are you hating us?" That's and right. Then it was throughout the weekend, and I think throwing that back in their face was very effective.
Roger, it was a. We made it obvious to everybody they were the one flipping the bird, they were the one cussing, they were the one calling names. We made it very, very clear. Where's the love? It's the love of Chappaqua? Where is it? See, and boy, we pointed that stuff. We really pointed that stuff out. Roger, hope you don't have to go to court today. Couldn't even hardly hear you. Let's, Jared, pull that up there.
Dave, I wanted to also point out that, you know, a lot of folks, we were praying and sending that artillery on the way and pounding those beaches for the path for everyone going. Yes. But it takes people being there, being faithful on the ground to make that happen. If That's Randy right. had not gone there and gone to the threshold, it'd be a different story.
He couldn't have done what he did.
Because this is why it's important, folks, to be. Look, I know everybody's not going to be able to make it. I can't make it. I'll be one of them. But we try to make some of them. And that's what's important. We need you to be there. We need people to be there as much as possible.
John Barnett, are you in here today, John? I don't know if you are or not. He's just a guy. He emailed me the night we were leaving. Said, "Hey, got room for one more? Got room for one more?" And he'd never been or done. I'm telling you, his life's changed.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
This is Joseph.
Hey, Joe.
I was on the other side over there with Mark. I held up those three handcuffs. I had them chained together.
Yeah.
And they had it. You see where that black on one of those pictures there, you see where that black Secret Service guy, and he pushed the Oriental guy onto me. And Bill looked at me, and I held those handcuffs up straight. And he looked right dead at those handcuffs.
Amen, brother. A lot of yes.
I just Googled and checked, and the Clintons have no events scheduled. Wonder how long it's been since they don't have any fundraiser or some kind of event scheduled. There's not a place, there's not a ticket you can buy to go see the Clintons on the internet right now.
Well, that's because she's in her house throwing dishes, I imagine. She's probably in there or in her medical van. Jared, pull up there real quick. Oh, okay, it's pulled up on the screen there. The folks on the screen right now. There's no fear in love. Isaiah 35:4. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. John 14:27. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives it. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Be afraid. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and very courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Isaiah 43:1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you, Randy, by name. You are mine. Psalm 23, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not fear evil. Folks, we saw evil and we weren't afraid of it. Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all of my fears. Psalm 94:19, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Romans 8:38, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor demons nor the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? 1 Peter 5, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. The Lord is with you. I will not be afraid. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. Where can mere mortals, what can they do to me? For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Scroll down, Jared. I'm ahead of you. Praise the Lord. Bless those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Randy heard and he obeyed. Trump heard and he obeyed. Joseph heard and he obeyed. Paul heard and he obeyed. Mike heard and he obeyed. Polly heard and she obeyed. John heard and he obeyed. Brockoff heard and he obeyed. OJ heard and he obeyed. Bob Evans and his wife heard and they obeyed. Judd heard and he obeyed. Hear and obey. Hear and obey. Norm heard and he obeyed.
Amen.
Philip heard and he obeyed. Amen. They heard and they obeyed. Folks, we can win. Wake up, church. Let's take it to them. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.